Hello.
Hey, hello there, Jennifer. This is Marty again with the Debra Provera lawsuit. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No.
Okay, and I'm on a recorded line. So yeah, did you want to go ahead and finish up the intake and pick up where we left off?
Yeah, if you could give me like a few minutes, I am still at work. I just actually got off of my break, but I had another phone call that I was in the middle of at the same time.
Oh,
And I'm getting
yeah.
another call as we speak. I don't understand why my phone has been ringing nonstop.
Well, no, that's okay. And my job really is just to accommodate you. If you'd like, we could do this tomorrow too. I work from, since I'm in Pacific time like you are, 8 to 5. Did you want to go ahead and carry on the tomorrow? That way you can have a more peaceful day.
No, it's fine. I'm going to just step outside so that way I can complete the call. Give me one second.
Okay.
Let me get out the building. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and then I always repeat, I'm on a recorded line just to make sure I always say it. Thank you.
Sure thing. Okay, give me one
Okay,
second.
so, yeah, take your time.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay, so where we left off was at the prescribing doctor, which was Allison Breen. And that's with one L, I believe. I'll just double check it. And so you said you're, there we go. You said the pharmacy that you went to was a Walmart pharmacy at 6051 Florin Road in Sacramento. Is that right? Okay. And then the telephone number I got when I looked that up was at 916-427-9719. It's okay to use that?
Yeah, I'm assuming because I don't know right off the bat what the number is, but
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
probably
Yeah.
if that's what
Okay. As long
showed
as
up
I
when you
could just,
searched it, yeah.
yeah, as long as I could use the Google number there, then I'll just want to make sure I had you're okay. Okay, excellent.
Okay.
And then, okay, and then the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, what was that? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or something else?
Yes, it was a CT scan.
Okay, CT scan. And then the diagnosing doctor, let's see, do you remember the name of the doctor that actually diagnosed you?
Not sure, but I believe it was the Dr. Boone.
How do you spell that?
Not exactly sure.
Okay. Was it at UC Davis?
I'm sorry?
Was it at UC Davis?
Yes, it was.
Okay, is it UC Davis Medical Center? Okay.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on speaker. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I could speak louder if you'd like. Let me make sure that my mic is also up here too, okay?
I'm
And then I'll
sorry, one
put
more
this.
time?
Okay, great. So, sorry, I'm gonna try to make it a little bit easier to hear me. So, I'll summarize it right now. So your diagnosis, right? The diagnosing doctor. You weren't quite sure the name, right?
Right. I think that it was Dr. Broom, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, if you want, you can guess on how to
Started with
spell it, and
something
I'll
with a
look
B.
it up.
Started with a B, though. I know it was Dr. Broom or
Boom.
something like that. Bruin, something
Oh,
like
wait,
that.
let's see. Let me
Bruin,
see.
bro, 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 Bruin or Bruin. program or something like that.
I think that might be it. Give me one second. And was he like a neurologist?
Yeah, he was a neurologist. I know that I had a specialist of some sort.
Oh, okay. There's a Brandman. Let me see.
Brogan or Brugan. Brogan, something like that. Brogan, I think it was. Brogan. I know it started with a B.
Right?
I just had a really hard time at that time. My mom would probably know, she'd probably know better.
Okay. Let's see.
I can call her and find out if that was it for sure.
Maybe, yeah, or maybe text her and by the end of it we could have it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want, I'll give you a second to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
Because I know she was doing all kinds of research and stuff like that, so.
Oh, yeah, man, that must have been tough for her, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially her being
scary.
In the medical field.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my mom's an OBN. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I just texted her.
Okay. And then here, let me go ahead and... I'm just moving everything to, because everything is UC Davis Medical Center, so it should all be the same address, phone number, and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Saturday.
Oh, you know, let's see. Bogan? B-O-G-G-A-N, maybe? I think Dr. James Bogan?
Wait, she's typing right now. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, okay, okay. It may be it, because he's neurological surgery, so maybe,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, Dr. Bogan.
B-O-G-G-A-N.
Bogan. Yeah,
James E. Bogan, I found him. Wow, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank my mom.
Absolutely, absolutely. We were on the same wavelength, I could tell. It just came up right at that time, too.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, yeah, you did a good job remembering, actually, too.
I was trying. I know it started something with a B.
Yeah.
I thought it was R, though. I guess not.
Hey, you know what? You still did a good job remembering there. I'm really bad with names, so I have a lot of respect for that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there we go. And I even have a number there, 916-734-2371, okay?
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, good. These are like the last 3 days for this shift, and so the manager was just talking to me, and I was on the phone with you. I kind of didn't want, you know.
Oh yeah, no, you're like I said, I'm more than happy to accommodate to you, you know, in any way I need to there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've been really, really generous with your time there. Okay. And I'm just filling in some of this for you that
okay.
Neurological surgery to be a specialty. Okay, and then have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before all of this? Was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then what treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had radiation.
Radiation, okay.
Yeah. That was rough.
And then was the treating doctor, was that, what was the name of the treating doctor again?
Yeah, that was Dr. Brogan.
Okay, Dr. James
Bogan.
Okay.
Yeah, the neurologist.
Okay, so treating doctor was the same as diagnosing then?
Diagnosing, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that makes sense. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was for about a month. a little under a month.
So. Oh my goodness. Okay. And then, you know, about when was it? Right when you were diagnosed? Is that when it started?
Yeah. Is that when it started?
Oh, sorry, your hospitalization, because I know your date of diagnosis was 4/15/2020, correct?
Yeah, it all happened that same week within 5 days. Like.
Okay, so then when did your hospitalization start? The day you were diagnosed or a little bit before that?
My hospitalization didn't start until after I had surgery, so... They kept me in there for 3 weeks, something like that.
Okay. Do you remember about when that was?
My surgery?
Yeah.
That was April 20th.
Okay. Okay, to about, you know, I'd say probably around like May 10th, somewhere around there, or May 5th.
It was something like that, yeah, because I stayed in there about a month.
Oh my goodness. We could just do 1 month, about May 20th, 2020.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow.
Well, it was right around my birthday.
No kidding. So, yeah.
I don't remember how far, but it was like maybe a week or so before my birthday.
Okay. Yeah, because your birthday May 17th.
Yep.
So. All right. And then, you know, and do you have a... Maybe your mom does a copy of medical records, or if not, could you get them if needed?
You can request them. I'll give authorization to pull my records, sure.
Okay, yeah, and then, you know what, just to stay consistent with the intake, because you could probably work that out with the attorneys better than me, you know, whereas I'm more of an intake specialist. So I would say yes, you can definitely get them, you know, if it was requested. Now, if they did ask you to provide them, you know, what would be preferred method of sending a mail electronically or either?
Either.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, you could work that out with them. You'll be talking to them in the next probably, you know, 12, 24 hours, and I'm going to give you their number in case there's any misconnections, any missed calls or anything. And that's it. The last thing is we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we could continue your case to your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So would you like to list someone as your emergency contact?
My daughter.
Okay, your daughter. And then I'm guessing she lives with you, right?
Uh-huh.
Same address. Okay. And then what is her name?
Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A.
Okay.
And same last name.
Okay. Pardon me, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, and then what is the best telephone number for her?
916-706-4024.
916-706-4024.
That's correct.
Okay, and then is there an email that... that you'd like to put for her?
I don't know her.
It's okay.
Using.
You know, we could just say, hey, you know, if something happens, she can maybe access yours, so we could put your email there, okay?
Okay.
And same address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And since we hopped around and, you know, did this in a couple of calls, I'm just going to read everything back to you real quick, okay?
Okay.
Just to make sure I didn't miss anything. All right. And so, the first question, right after I say I'm on a recorded line there, is, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? You said yes. Did you find an attorney to help you file a claim? You said no. I asked, are you willing to affirm under penalty you've not sought legal representation or send documents to another law firm? You said yes, you're willing to affirm that. All that's correct so far, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. It was a meningioma of the brain, and you were diagnosed, to the best of your knowledge, was April 15th, 2020, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your birthday is May 17th, 1981. You don't know anyone else, luckily, that was injured by Depo-Provera, so it's good that you don't know anyone there. And then you did consume the name brand injectable Depo-Provera and nothing else. You did use it for a year minimum, and then you had 4 injections within 1 year prior to your diagnosis. All of that is correct, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then you did use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date. The start date was March 1st, 2015 to about March 1st, 2020, and that's correct, right, for your usage dates?
Yeah, it's March, April, but yeah, for the most part.
Okay, yeah, I mean, since we're only, we can only put one day, it's best ballpark, you think?
Yeah, that's
ballpark. Okay, good. Just making sure, you know, I'm sure if they, you know, go and request the medical records themselves, you know, they're going to, you know, find something that's at least close to that. Okay, so they know where to look. Good. And then, so then you were diagnosed with a meningioma there. Okay, so. I lost my spot. I apologize. So gender is female. And then I'm going to spell out your first name. It's G-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, W-Y-A-T-T. And then last 4 of your socials, 9332. Your email is Jennifer with a G, G-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, W-Y-A-T-T at yahoo.com. Telephone number, 916-707-0037. And then that's a mobile number. All that's correct so far?
Also correct, yes.
Okay, and then your full address is 7645 Skiros, S-K-I-R-O-S, Way, Sacramento, California, 95823. Okay, just cross-checking that. All right, good. And then medical staff was who administered your Depo-Provera when you were taking it. It was about 20 shots, you know, when we added it all up. The name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera, medical staff is what we'll go ahead and put since you said it was medical staff that did that. And then name of the facility where the Depo-Provera was administered, that was the UC Davis Medical Center. Okay. And that's at 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202, Sacramento, California, 95817. And then that's 916-734-2011. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the prescribing doctor at the time was Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, Breen, B-R-E-E-N, at UC Davis Medical Center, 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202, Sacramento, California, 95817. The phone number, 916-734-2011. And then your pharmacy name, Walmart, and that's at 6051 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. And then pharmacy number was what I got off of Google, 916-427-9719. All that's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then CT scan was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma. Your diagnosing doctor's name was James Bogan, B-O-G-G-A-N. And then UC Medical Center, 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202. And then his phone number, though, is 916-734-2371. I got that off of his website. And he's a neurological surgeon, or we put a specialty neurological surgery. And you've never had any prior cancer diagnosis. All of that is correct as well, right?
Yes, that's all correct.
Okay. Okay, and then the type of treatment that you received for your meningioma was radiation treatment, and that was also by James Bogan. And then at UC Davis Medical Center, 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202. And that number, I use the same number, 916-734-2371, that I got off his website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then were you hospitalized from meningioma? You said yes. The dates were approximately, right? This is to the best of your memory, about 4/20, 2020 to 5/20, 2020. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then copy of her medical records, right? Can you get them? You said yes. You know, if they were asked for, and then you said mm-hmm. providing them, you could send it either electronically or by mail, either or both.
Well, no, and, I'm not able to get them, but I'm releasing the ability for you guys to request and receive them. So if you contact them, they'll send them to you with my approval.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And just to be fair, right, like I said, I'm not the attorney, so you could work that out with them. We just want to know that they exist and that they are able to be gotten. I'm not sure how they're mm-hmm. going to go about that and, you know, what they'll instruct. Most likely, what I've seen in the past or, you know, heard in the past is that they'll do a request for them. But this is just the way mm-hmm. that I'm told to ask for the initial intake. But they're going to be filing for you, and you can work that out with them, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was, you know, just the way that it's put here is, you know, do you have a copy of medical records or if needed, would they be able to be gotten? I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, and then it just says, can you provide these records by mail, electronically, or both? We put, you know, you said either, you know, if you want to work out something with them, you can, okay?
Okay.
And that's okay to put for right now, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your emergency contact. Sierra Wyatt, and that's your daughter, and that's CIERRAWYATT, phone number 916-706-4024. And then we've just put your email, jennifer.wyatt@yahoo.com, and then 7645 Skiros Way, Sacramento, California, 95823, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry that was a mouthful, I know. So I appreciate you being patient. I'm just going to go ahead and send the forms to you. Real quick, just so you can approve them, and then you'll be ready for the attorneys to file. They're just going to go ahead and run over this and make sure everything is good. Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and send that. You're going to go ahead and get a text and an email with them. So you know, either way, whatever you prefer, text or email. They should be getting there in a minute. Let me wait for my. Okay. There we go. So you should be feeling your phone buzz in just a second.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. I just got it.
Okay, yeah, and it's a DocuSign. So, you know, as soon as you, you click the link in it, and it's from Martin and Mastort Strategies, it's a DocuSign. So you'll go ahead and press the link, and then it'll ask you, you know, to check a box or hit continue, maybe approve mm-hmm. you know, like texts or something like that. So you can just yes mm-hmm. through it. And you're pretty good with DocuSigns?
Yeah.
I figured. You seem pretty sharp there on that.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Considering what I've been through.
I can't even believe it. I honestly, I would be
with you. I didn't either.
Yeah, like if something happened, like, you know, to my wife with you know, because obviously she takes that birth control too. If something happened like that, I wouldn't even know what I would do. You know what I mean? I've never been through anything, especially if it's a loved one. That's insane. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, it just took a while to actually sink in, but, you know, and then the depression and all that, you know, it's just wearing and definitely emotionally challenging to just deal with in the course of the day, having to still go to work and get up and, you know, act like everything is okay. And it's just really not. So.
Oh no. It's beyond words. I don't even know what to say. I'm not even emotionally mature enough to even know how to deal with that. You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's insane to talk to people with such stories.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that would happen to me either. It's
yeah.
just been a thing for me to even accept, but.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and your daughter, she must have been terrified, too.
Most definitely she was.
Yeah.
She has, like, traumatic stress from, you know, just what's going to happen today type of thing. Even
mm-hmm.
now, like, we've been to counseling and stuff, but it just, certain days are better than others, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, geez. Well, you're strong for getting through it. I mean, I might have gone crazy with all of that going on, because then life is still happening too, you know?
At the same time, and you have to, and I have four kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my oldest is, that's who my contact person is. She'll be 27 in February.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have twins that are 23 and a 19-year-old.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, hey, I think it's great you have four kids, but, you know, I know when things get tough like that, who, you know, it's just the stress level goes to 1,000, you know, so.
Yeah, through the roof.
Through the roof, yeah. I can't even believe that, but, you know, and I hope they're able to help you to your satisfaction there. The attorneys, I think you'll feel a lot better actually after getting on the phone with them and talking with them, you know, because you'll be able to talk to them before any filing happens anyway. So, you know, you're going to get a little bit better of a snapshot of it. I'm more of a cheerleader than anything in all of this.
Well, I definitely appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, you know.
One day at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and they'll be...
And I can just say I'm on the right side of the dirt.
Hey, you know what? And that is something to be grateful for, too. You know, I mean, it's hard to find a silver lining to, you know, and I never even mentioned that part of it just because, yeah, it's not up for me to say, you know, but ultimately I'm just glad that I'm able to talk to you on the phone. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I was able to see, you know, my kids graduate still, and that was a big deal for me, so.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Yeah, it sounds like you have a good kid, so that's a good thing. I'm sure you're a great mother there.
I tried the best I can. That's all I can do.
Hey, you know, yeah. I completely understand that. It's a tough job, I think. It's one of the toughest.
I would say, to say the least, yes, definitely.
Yeah, it comes with a lot of, a lot of anxiety. Yeah. Responsibility, to say the least.
It comes with a lot of everything, actually. A lot of everything.
All of what life has to offer. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, and you know, and just let me know if you're having any trouble with it. Good thing to do is just make sure all your information is on there correctly. I think it's only 6 pages, so you could even just read. Probably only take you a few seconds to read through it too.
Oh, okay. So was I supposed to be doing that now? Because I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll accept it on this side. That way in 12 to 24 hours, they'll be calling you. This is just the initial intake. This isn't the actual filing. So, you know, I would just make sure everything's spelled right. If you need me to explain anything, I will. I do have it on my side, too.
Okay. Let me see.
And I'll work on sending you the contact information for the attorneys real quickly.
Okay, it's going through. Continue. Okay. I really didn't want to find anything right now without really being able to sit down and look over it.
Oh, you're fine to do that too. Yeah, no pressure. I can go ahead and do that. You know what? I'll go ahead and just text you tomorrow, see if you have any questions, you know, and then, yeah, and then when do you plan on doing it? That way I know when to check.
I'll find it now, and then I'll go over it. And you can still call me back tomorrow in case there's something that I wasn't sure about. Or could you do that still?
Yeah, give me 1 second too. I'm just finishing making my text. Let me make sure all the information is correct, because I want you to have my direct contact information just in case too. You know, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to explain anything I know how to. And then secondly, once you finish that, they're going to be calling you within 12 to 24 hours too. You know, ultimately, and if you like what they say, great. You know, they'll file for you. If there was anything that, you know, maybe you didn't, then ultimately you just get a letter of release. But, yeah, you're not obligated to anything there.
Okay, yeah, I just signed everything then.
Okay. And then, oh, you know what? Oh, okay, good. I texted you earlier. I forgot. I went, wait a minute. Did I text you twice? Okay. I sent you the contact information for them. You already have my contact information, and that's where I text you or called you from right now, okay?
Okay.
And then, yes, I did get your completed documents there too. So, yeah, you'll be able to talk to them, and I think you'll see things a lot more clearly. And like I said, you know, that's not the official filing papers. That's just so you can have a conversation with them, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
Absolutely. It really was a pleasure meeting you, you know, even if it wasn't under the best circumstances. But other than that, I hope you and your family have a blessed night, okay?
Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.